Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, read it with me please, The Luggage of Life, based on Psalm 23 verse 1, which reads, as you know it so well, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I invite you to turn your worship folder over to the back and find the sermon outline there as we consider our theme together, The Luggage of Life. Today, I'm doing something that I have never done in almost 35 years of ordained ministry. I'm beginning a sermon series, a large number of consecutive sermons based on one Bible passage, in this case, 18 sermons. Based on one passage of Holy Scripture in this sermon series, week after week, with the help of our dear Lord, we will unpack the riches of the 23rd Psalm, the Shepherd's Psalm. Today, we're going to talk about the luggage of life and the need for each of us to travel light. The truth is, I've never been one to travel light. Seems like I always pack more than I need. Anybody else relate to that? Time after time, Beverly and I get back from a holiday or from a trip, just like last week. And as I am unpacking, I turn to her and say, I didn't need half the stuff that I packed for this trip. In fact, there's a lot about traveling I don't know. You know, I've never been able to understand in terms of traveling how to understand the airline's super saver seat restrictions. Here's what the small print reads. Half price if you leave on Wednesdays during duck hunting season and return when the moon is full on a non-election year. Never understood it. And in terms of traveling, I never did figure out what to say to the taxi cab driver in St. John's, Newfoundland that picked Beverly and me up when we were on our honeymoon there. When she learned that at that time we were from Alberta, she said to us, "Do you know me cousin Eddie? He just moved to Alberta." There's a lot about traveling I don't know. I don't know why we men, let's be honest, I don't know why we men would rather floss the teeth of a crocodile than ask somebody for directions when we're driving somewhere. But most of all, I, and many others I'm learning, don't know how to travel light. You've seen the people at the airport struggling with bag after bag, carry-on bags, huge pieces of luggage on wheels, bags wrapped with tape and with string and rope, and you're wondering, or maybe you've said out loud, "Loosen up! You can't enjoy a journey carrying all that stuff. Do you really need all that luggage?" Well, funny you should ask, because today I would like to ask the same question of you. Haven't you been known to pick up a few extra bags? Odds are you did so this morning. Somewhere at home between the first step and the last step out the door, you grabbed some luggage. You stepped over to the baggage carousel and you loaded up. Don't you remember doing so? Well, that's because you did it this morning without thinking. That's because the luggage carousel is not the one in the airport. It's the one in your heart and in your mind. And the bags we grab are not bags made out of leather. They're bags, heavy bags, made out of our burdens. The suitcase of guilt, the sack of discontentment. You drape a duffel bag of weariness over one shoulder and a hanging bag of grief over the other. You add on a backpack of doubt, an overnight bag of loneliness, and don't forget that heavy trunk of fear. No wonder you're tired at the end of the day, struggling with heavy luggage is exhausting. What you were saying about others at the airport, God is saying to you. Are you listening? God is saying to you, my dear child, set that stuff down. You are carrying burdens you don't need to care. In Matthew 11:28, our dear Lord invites us. Make no mistake about it. Our dear Lord invites you. He says, come unto me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. When we let him, God will help lighten our loads. But how do we let him? May I invite a friend of mine to show us this morning? An old friend. This old friend is the subject of this extended sermon series. This old friend is the 23rd Psalm. Would you join me out loud in reading that psalm? It's right on the screen. Let's read it together out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friends, do more beloved words exist? Framed in hospital walls, etched on prison walls, quoted by the young, whispered by the dying. In these words, the frightened have found a father. The strugglers have found a friend. And because this passage is so deeply loved, it's widely known. Set to music in 100 songs, translated in 1,000 languages, inscribed in 1,000,000 hearts. One of those hearts may be your own. What connection do you feel with these words? Where do these verses transport you? To a fireside? To a bedside? To a graveside? Hardly a week passes in my life that I don't turn to these verses. This passage to a pastor is what medicine is for a doctor. I've applied these words to the hearts of many people. Pastor Towers, I'm sure that you have too. I particularly think of a church member when I was a pastor in the USA, summoned to her house with the words from her son, "The doctors aren't giving Mama more than a few days." I soon understood. Her body was hurting and weak, but the illness had not snuffed out her faith. Pulling a chair next to her and squeezing her hand, I whispered, "Edna, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." She rolled her head toward me as if to welcome those words of God. And then reaching the fourth verse, concerned that she wouldn't hear, I leaned forward till I was just a couple of inches from her ear, and I whispered, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. She didn't open her eyes, but she smiled a gentle smile. She didn't speak, but her hand squeezed mine. And as I look back on this, I just wonder if our dear Lord was helping Edna set down some heavy luggage and to entrust her life and her eternal life into his hands. My friends, I'm going to get very personal this morning and ask you this question. Do you have some heavy luggage this morning that you're bearing? Do you have some heavy luggage of your own? Do you know that your Lord, your Heavenly Father, wants to use this precious gift of the 23rd Psalm to lighten your load? Traveling light means trusting God with the burdens you were never meant to bear. Let me say that again. Traveling light means trusting God with the burdens you were never intended to bear. In this new year, 2013, my dearly beloved, why not try traveling light? Try it for the sake of those you love. Have you ever noticed the amazing impact that excess baggage has on all our relationships? I've seen this point made in a powerful way in a drama by a professional dramatic team. In this drama, a Christian wedding is being reenacted, in which we in the audience can hear the thoughts of the bride and the groom. The groom walks up the church aisle, struggling with heavy luggage. On his back and both his arms, he's carrying bags labeled with words like these: guilt, anger, insecurities. And as he stands before the altar, the congregation hear his thinking out loud, and he says to himself, "Finally, a woman who will help me carry all my burdens and solve all my problems. She's so strong. She's so stable." And then the bride comes up the aisle. And the audience hears her thinking as she struggles with bags labeled with these words: loneliness, disappointments, fear. And she thinks and says out loud, "Just a few more moments and I've got me a man. No more counselors, no more therapists. So long, problems and worries. He is finally going to fix me." Finally, they stand together at the altar, lost in a mountain of heavy luggage. And when the pastor invites them to kiss, which, by the way, is my favorite part of the wedding ceremony, when the pastor invites them to kiss, they can't. How do you embrace somebody else if your arms are filled with excess baggage? My friends, for the sake of those you love, let God help you set your heavy baggage down. And for the sake of the God you serve and who has called you to be his own, do the same. He wants to use you. Yes, you, for great things, you know. But how can you if you are exhausted, if you're burdened down by carrying unnecessary heavy luggage? This truth came home to me just shortly ago with one of my daily runs, and I know Pastor Rogo will appreciate this story. I was preparing for a 10-kilometer run that day. I couldn't think of what to wear. It was kind of one of those in-between weather days. Not too cold, but cold enough. Not too wet, but a threat of heavy rain coming. Just enough wind, like it was Friday morning, Ben, when you and I ran, Saturday morning, just enough wind to make the dampness very uncomfortable. Well, what to wear? My running cap or a toque? My cotton gloves or no gloves? A long sleeve, all-weather running shirt or a rainproof jacket a little heavier? My MP3 music player with headphones to keep my ears warm or go without? You may have guessed what I wore. Basically, I put it all on. Duh. And within 10 minutes of running, I was terribly hot and uncomfortable and weighed down. I peeled off the jacket, tied it around my waist, rolled up my shirt sleeves, found a place to tuck in my toque and my gloves, took the earphones, draped them around my neck, and running with that kind of extra weight, let me tell you, running with that kind of excess baggage really slows you down and ruins the run. But what's true in running is also true in our life of faith. My friends, God has a great race for you to run. Under Him and His care, you can do things for His kingdom and serve Him in ways you never thought possible. But you need to drop some excess baggage. How do you share grace if you're full of guilt? How do you offer comfort if you're disheartened? How do you lift someone else's load when you're struggling under an unnecessary load of your own? Your dear Lord wants you to. Your dear Lord invites you to in this new year to travel light. There are certain weights in your life you simply cannot and you need not carry anymore. Your Lord is asking you today to set them down at the foot of His cross and trust that our God with muscles bigger than Luke's can carry them for you today. Our dear Lord is the Father at the baggage carousel. When a dad sees his 5-year-old son trying desperately to drag that heavy trunk of the family off the baggage carousel, what does that loving papa say to his boy? This is what he says. The father says to his son, what God is saying to you today. Did you hear me? The father at the baggage carousel is saying to his little boy what God is saying to you today. Set it down, child. I will carry it for you. As a little 5-year-old boy reaches and struggles, tries with all his might to carry that trunk, the father, because he loves his child so much, says those precious words he's saying to you this morning. Yes, you. You know I'm talking about you. The father says, set down those bags, child. I will carry them for you. What do you think our Lord Jesus bore and carried to that cross of Calvary? He carried your heavy luggage of sin. He carried your heavy luggage of doubt and fear and loneliness and weariness and grief. He bore your back-breaking baggage of sin and death. And the sheer weight of it all killed Him. But He rose in resurrection victory. Your sins are forgiven. Your luggage has been lifted off your shoulders. He is alive and He delights in walking next to you every day, lifting your heavy burdens just for you. My child, He says, set them down and I will carry them for you. Listen again. Listen again to Jesus saying to you this morning. He's not talking to your husband. He's not talking to your wife. He's not talking to the neighbor with you in the pew. He's talking to you. Jesus says, come to me, All ye who were weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take to heart the promise in God's holy word given just for you in 1 Peter 5, verse 7 that reads, try this one on for size. Humble yourselves before God. Cast all your cares onto Him because He cares for you. What do you say this new year? You take God up on His offer. We just might find ourselves traveling a little lighter. Please join me in praying that our Psalm 23 sermon series for these next months will help each of us to travel light. Your Lord will carry any baggage. Did you hear me? Your Lord will carry any baggage you lay at His feet. Psalm 23 puts it this way. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Drop your luggage. He will carry it for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.